Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live today, the 23rd of February, Wednesday, 2022. I'm using the same headset I started with yesterday. I'm assuming it's sounding okay. If the board op hears differently, I'll ask that she, Julie, let me know. Anyway, we'll probably be showing several short videos today. One is a little longer. To try and round out and further explore what's going on in what's left of Canada. And there's not much left of it. Justin Trudeau, the Trudeauian tyranny, I'm calling it the Trudeauian tyranny, that's my next new phrase, has pretty much done away with what was left of what we would formally call a political polity known as Canada. It's now largely just a piece of dirt. The maps tell you that it's Canada. But maps are maps. They were, you know, written and put together a long time ago by cartographers, and that's just it. They're, you know, a snapshot in time. But what is Canada now? That's what we're really exploring here, because the protesters poked, you might say, poked the tiger, and the tiger's mask came off. You didn't know it was a tiger necessarily. Now the mask has slipped off, and the protesters provoked it in a good way, and Justin Trudeau, for his Trudeauian tyranny here, has done us the favor of taking the mask all the way off, and in so many words, he, of course the word tyranny is too spooky for these globalists, but in so many words, he's saying, I'm Justin, I'm a tyrant, deal with it. Now, we're going to deal with it, Justin. Thanks for that. Thanks for being reasonably honest. It's very unpleasant. We don't like the way it looks. We don't like the way it sounds. We don't like the way it smells. And we don't like you. But thanks for being courteous enough in the criminal sense, courteously criminal. Right, Ron? And of course, Ron Avery joins me today, co-commentator like usual. And he engineers the video simulcast, which usually technically works. Once in a while, we get a bird on a wire or an asteroid hits something. But Ron, thanks for joining me again today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I'm glad that you find it pleasurable. Sometimes it's not. But the live stream, of course, goes to livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, /stop the presses. So there's a bit to unpack today. And Ron, I'll ask you to go to share screen. We're going to let Archbishop, let's get his name right, Carlo Maria Vigano, an Archbishop of the Catholic Church. He's now technically retired. He served as the Apostolic Nuncio to the United States from the 19th of October 2011 till April 12th of 2016. Previously served as the Secretary General of the Government of Vatican City State from July 09 to September of 2011. And he should have been priest, he should have been pope, many Catholics are saying. Of course, he's a priest. He had to be there to become an archbishop. Silly me. Anyway, we're going to listen to a video. It's great for the audio-only listeners at republicbroadcasting.org, but it's also excellent for those that tune in now or on the archive for the video simulcast of this. It shows a overhead view as if taken from a drone of the entirety of the just completed convoy and protest in Ottawa, Canada. It's a perspective you're never going to see on the news. It shows you how widespread it was and how bold it was at its peak. The footage must have been taken late January, early February, as this 3-week-long protest before Justin Trudeau in his Trudeauian tyranny broke it up. But so you're going to want to see the video either now or later, but we're going to let that flow here, Ron. I'm now at your mercy to let that go. That's number 5, video number 5.
Okay.
The last one I see.
Here it comes.
Whoa. The global coup that in these 2 years has been carried out by the globalist elite appears more clearly if you do not limit ourselves to considering what happened in individual nations, but broaden our gaze to what has happened everywhere. Your protest, dear Canadian truck driver friends, joins a worldwide chorus that wants to oppose the establishment of the new world order on the trouble of nation states. Through the Great Reset, designed by the World Economic Forum and by the United Nations under the name of Agenda 2030. And we know that many heads of government have participated in the Klaus Schwab's School for Young Leaders, the so-called Global Leaders for Tomorrow. It would seem that Canada is, along with Australia, Italy, Austria, and France, one of the nations most infiltrated by the globalists. You understood this instinctively, and your yearning for freedom was shown in all its coordinated harmony moving towards to the capital, Ottawa. Dear truck drivers, you are facing great difficulties, not only because you give up your work to demonstrate, but also because of this adverse weather condition, long night in the cold, and attempts to be clear away that you face. But along with these difficulties, you have also experienced the closeness of many of your fellow citizens who, like you, have understood the looming threat and want to support you in protesting against the regime. Allow me also to express to you my support, my spiritual closeness, to which I join the prayer of your event may be crowned with success and may also extend to other countries. In this day, we see the mask of tyrant from all over the world fall, and unfortunately we also see so much conformism, so much fearfulness, so much cowardice in people who up until yesterday we regarded as friends, even among our family members. Yet, precisely because of this extreme situation, we discover with amazement gestures of humanity made by strangers, signs of solidarity and brotherhood on the part of those who feel close to us in the common battle. We discover so much generosity, so much desire to shake us from this stupor. We discover that we are no longer willing to passively suffer the destruction of our world imposed by a cabal of unscrupulous criminals, thirsties for power and money. In this relentless attack on the tradition world, not only your way of life and your identity have been affected, but also your possession, your activities, and your work. This is the Great Reset. This is the future promised by the slogan like Build Back Better. This is the future of billions of people being controlled in their every move, in all their transactions, in every purchase, every bureaucratic practice, every activity. Automatons without soul or wills, deprived of their identity, reduced to having a universal income that allows them to survive, to buy only what others have already decided to put up for sale. Today, more than ever, it is essential that you realize that it is no longer possible to passively assist. It is necessary to take a position, to fight for freedom, to demand respect for natural freedoms. But even more, dear Canadian brothers, it is necessary to understand that this dystopia serves to establish the dictatorship of the new world order and totally erase every trace of our Lord Jesus Christ from society, from history, and from the tradition of peoples. Demonstrate for your right, Canadian friends, but may this right not be limited to a simple claim to the freedom to enter supermarkets or not to be vaccinated. May it also be a proud and courageous claim to your sacrosanct right to be free men. The truth will make you free. And may God bless you all.
Wow, right, Ron?
Yeah, that was pretty fantastic. Yeah, I think you should be Pope, too. I think this guy is the right Pope. I might become Catholic if this guy was the Pope.
I think a lot of us would. It stands head and shoulders above, not all, but many in the evangelical community who are so hooked on end times eschatology. This doesn't show any traces of that. This is this life is important too. Freedom is a primary, not a secondary or miscellaneous consideration. It's not just about not being vaxxed. It's about being free people. And he's not saying that tyranny is inevitable, and he's saying we have to fight for it. We have to resist this tyranny, fight for freedom. I like that message, and it's very important what he says there. This dictatorship isn't just about a illicit credit system. It's not just about the jab. And he uses words like cabal of unscrupulous criminals and the mass of tyrants all over the world are falling. He uses the word tyrants. But really, from a archbishop's point of view, the real key thing there is he talks about the dictatorship of the New World Order erasing all traces of Jesus Christ. See, he understands this is a spiritual as well as a physical battle. He talks about the protection of property. You would think this guy's got the Bible in one hand and John Locke's principles in the other, right? And then against that backdrop of this overhead aerial view of the Ottawa protest that the mass media cartel does not show the masses. So again, audio-only listeners who are listening now, live around the archive, go to our live stream, livestream.com/Ryan Avery/stop the presses for today's date, the 23rd of February, 2022. You'll see the video backdrop of the audio you just heard. It's a beautiful thing. Ron, you're still in share screen mode, correct?
I'm sorry?
You're still in share screen mode?
Yes, but do you want me to get out?
No, not necessarily. In this first segment, I'd also like to go to something a little bit more secularized, but also very passionate. And this is a short video, video number one of Jordan Peterson that I sent you yesterday, number one.
Okay.
And Jordan Peterson, as many know, is a noted therapist and academic who for a long time was affiliated, correct me if I'm wrong, with the University of Toronto, a position he left. He could not take the stifling, suffocating wokeness, political correctness, anti-intellectualism, anti-free speech that typifies virtually every university on earth right now. University life, colleges, all that is not worth a dime anymore. these regents and these presidents of these universities want these massive salaries, and for what? So they can shut down free speech as a routine thing and still charge these gargantuan tuition rates? I don't think so. Why should somebody go into school or college debt for years on end for that? So anyway, we're about to hear Jordan Peterson and some of his very recent comments about the Trudeauian tyranny in Canada, or what's left of Canada. So,
okay, we'll barely have enough time to hear this before the break, but here it goes.
Many countries in Europe had started to lift vaccine mandates, and that had been lifted in many states in the U.S., that none of that was occurring in Canada at all until the truckers started this protest. And so now these five provinces have started to lift their mandates, and more are going to follow. And they aren't claiming that that's a consequence of the trucker protest. But the truth of the matter is that we know that this has been run by opinion poll, which is a terrible way to run a government, and that nothing had changed before the truckers started to protest. And so, and then we should also point out that we have an 86% vaccination rate in Canada. That's one dose vaccination anyways. And that no one with any sense would ever think that it would be possible to push vaccine rates above approximately 90%, because 10% of the population is not in the condition necessary even to comply or category to arrest people without cause, and now you can aid and abet mischief. And then they compelled the tow truck operators to start operating, and Trudeau said they would get just compensation. And then you've been beating this drum for a long time. We've been governed essentially without parliament for 2 years, and then this is maybe, it's very hard to say what the worst thing is that happened to Canada in the last 2 weeks, because six things are worse, and each of them should be fatal to the Trudeau government. But I think perhaps the worst was the decision to suspend Parliament on Friday from discussing the Emergency Act because of the action that was instituted by the police as a consequence of the Emergency Act. He's accused the Conservatives of supporting the people who waved swastikas and tried to associate the truckers with Nazis, and went after a Jewish Conservative MP. And hasn't apologized for that. It just leaves me speechless.
Keep on my desk right next to my typewriter. I have the oldest.
A very strange day is coming to America. In short, a mess.
I don't know what happened there. If there was some other thing playing at the same time, and I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. Good thing it wasn't very loud. That's sufficient. That gets the point across. We got about a minute before the first break. But you'll notice what he said. Peterson, Ron, has gotten more and more and more outspoken as he's gotten more and more disgusted. Even long before the protest was broken up under the Trudeauian tyranny, a protest that started around January 29th and ran 3 weeks, one of the most passionate ones we've seen in modern history, he was already absolutely disgusted over Trudeau and the way Canada was going. And notice what he said there, that basically Parliament's been a dead letter for the last 2 years. And that's just in the obvious sense, Ron. That's just in the view of those that don't realize the disillusion, the apparent disillusion of so many governments. But even to the extent that Canada was functioning at all in what we would call Canada, evidently Parliament has been really sidelined. So we'll talk about much more of this and some other video clip and news. Stay tuned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filtering filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Segment of Stop the Presses here on 23 February 2022. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live today here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're video simulcasting to livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-B-E-R-Y, / Stop the Presses. Ron, you can pull out a share screen this segment if you'd like. It'd probably be helpful on the video side. And we'll pick up a couple more videos on the other side of the station ID at the bottom of the hour. But this is worth commenting on at this point. We've heard Archbishop Vigano, the retired archbishop, the former nuncio for the Vatican in the United States. We heard his six-minute remarks, very lofty, inspiring, and accurate remarks about the reality of the tyranny the world is facing. And he was basically saying kudos in an intellectual and spiritual way to the protesters for what they endured and for their courage to fight for freedom. And he posited that freedom is not an incidental, as Ron and I have often talked about. It's not like you say, well, we're going to have a country and you're going to have all these rights and freedoms unless we decide we want to put those aside because of an emergency. If that's the case, they were never freedoms to begin with. It cannot be stated. You could say it 100,000 times and you wouldn't be repeating it enough. And this is a mistake often made by people in parliamentary governments that don't understand that republics see freedoms as an inherent thing, God-given, predating governments. All governments are to do is to secure the rights that pre-exist, as is stated in the Declaration of Independence. And I don't think that ever seeped into the soil in Canada, Ron. I don't think that idea was ever there. And that's part of the problem.
I don't know. It looks like to me that, hang on here. I got to get my stuff right here.
If you're going to talk, show yourself, of course, for the audience. Lots of buttons to push. I know you got a new mixer recently, and we're still dealing with some technical challenges. So, but,
let me say this though. It's hard to say that it never took root in Canada, these kind of concepts, or that that men have innate God-given liberty, and that's what government is for, is to establish and protect those rights against tyrants. Because at least that's where the trucking thing is. There's yet to be any kind of real significant reaction by the people in America. And that's what's puzzling to me. In my mind, we should have had people, we should have had 10 million people in the streets a year ago with this COVID-19 business. It just, these people just rolled over like dead fish. It's just amazing that they've been able to go this long without a large reaction by the people.
That's true. I think one of the reasons for that is, in a system like ours that has a lot of power vested in the states, that people find an enclave where there's the least amount of rules and regulations, and they get comfortable. In these parliamentary systems like the UK, Australia, Canada, the federal government has so much overarching power that there's no place to hide. In the states, you kind of find, well, Michigan's too many rules, so I'll go to Texas. Well, Delaware's too many rules, so I'll go to Florida. You kind of find a sanctuary. I think that's part of it. In these crown countries, there's no sanctuary. The power that ultimately leads to the queen is absolute. There's not really a multi-layered check and balance system, at least not as much. I think that's one explanation, but there is still a seeming docility among many Americans. Not all. We hear about that there's going to be a caravan/convoy going from California to Washington, D.C. As we said before, going to Washington, D.C. is not a good idea. There is no reason to go there. It's a trap. That Masonically designed district of criminals, as it's often been called, where Congress is among the worst of them, is no place to have a meaningful protest. They've got to take it to the mass media cartel, the national and local and regional affiliates. The media is the ones that have ginned this up, created the fear, the atmosphere of fear, protected the bad politicians, excoriated the good politicians, what few there are, and made this an impossible thing to understand or resolve, causing confusion and chaos and misunderstanding to no end. And so if Americans want to measure up to what Canada did, Ron, they're going to have to take it to the media, grow a pair, and get out there.
Yes. Well, if I was given the option of what kind of tool I could take from the enemy and possess...
Whoa, we'll be right back with more. Hanging on those words. They do.
Simple smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Second half of Stop the Presses. Today, 23 February 2022. It's a Wednesday, hump day in the week. Your host, Mark Anderson, and we've been digging deeper, analyzing much more the Canadian situation in the wake of Trudeau and his Trudeauian tyranny, breaking up that massive protest and convoy that lasted from late January, I believe Saturday the 29th of January, for about 3 weeks. We heard Archbishop Pagano's beautiful words, encouraging the freedom fight, condemning the tyranny, in the first part of the show. You're going to want to review that, especially if you want to tune into the video simulcast and see the aerial shots of just how massive that protest really was, something the mass media cartel, once again, would never show you. And the videos are posted at livestream.com/ Ron Avery, Avery/stop the presses. Slowly but surely, we've been getting more views on the videos, Ron. They're starting to edge up a bit. That's good to see. We haven't been doing the video simulcast for all that long. We've been trying different equipment on Ron's end and going through some gyrations, a few technical problems here. The asteroid here, the bird on the wire there, here a cat, here a dead cat, there a dead cat. We have some problems, but we're ironing them out pretty well as inch by inch, those of us like ourselves in the alt media, in our humble way, step by step, are working to replace, not just compete with, and I know I'm talking in a tall order, but replace the mass media cartel. That is the one constant in this whole thing, long before COVID, but especially during and since COVID, that has sustained it. That is why going to parliaments, going to capitals, is at best of secondary importance. I plead anybody listening live and on the archive, if you're involved in a protest or a convoy of whatever size, wherever you're going to be, take it to the media. Surround that TV station, that radio station, that newspaper office, even the local bugle in your local little forgotten hometown in the middle of nowhere. Get out there and pin it on the media where it belongs. And it cannot be overstated. Anyway, now that we're in the second half, Ron, let's reflect a little bit on what Jordan Peterson had to say, and anything else you might want to add. Make sure we see you when you do it for a little bit of commentary. Then I'll ask you to go to share screen one more time, and we'll watch video number 4. That'll be the last one today of Canadian Member of Parliament Pierre Poilievre, who's running for Prime Minister. We'll show him in just a couple of minutes. He's a conservative. Of course, Trudeau is ultra-liberal with the Liberal Party up there, but Pierre Poilievre, if I'm saying his last name right, he's from Ontario. He represents a part of a riding, as they call it, not districts. They call it ridings in Canada. He's representing a part of Ontario. He's running for Prime Minister. That's what's significant. And but Ron, any reflections on what we've heard so far?
No, but let me ask you, was that the video 2, 3, or 4?
4.
4, okay.
That'll be the last one we show today. You can get that ready in a minute or two if you'd like to comment first, or you can boot it right up and go to share screen and we'll show it right now. It's just your call.
On share screen, it's ready to play.
All right, we're going to hear now, again, a member of parliament at the federal level, Pierre Poilievre. Let me get a comment in here first, Ron, who has been at the forefront of challenging the Trudeauian tyranny. Recently, he grilled, and I mean grilled, Assistant Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, and kept asking her in early 2020, was the intelligence shared and was there significant border security in terms of people entering Canada when at least a couple thousand people thought to be carrying COVID early on in early 2020 were let into Canada, and how much intelligence sharing, how much communication was going on there. Whatever the truth about COVID, what he was getting at was the government early on in Canada, the Trudeauian government, with Chrystia Freeland as the assistant prime minister, was very lax, according to Pierre, in terms of rules, in terms of trying to prevent what was thought to be COVID from entering the country, and had very lax immigration rules, according to Pierre. But anyway, here's Pierre's recent 3-minute video that is pertaining to him running for prime minister. He's an interesting character up there, although there are some questions about him that I'll discuss in a minute. But let's go ahead with that.
Governments have gotten big and bossy. They're spending more than at any time since World War II. So they control more of what you earn, and you control less. They caused inflation by borrowing and printing $500 billion, which has ballooned the assets of the billionaires, the debts of our children, and the cost of living of the working class. Over half of families now say they struggle just to feed themselves. And more 30-year-olds live in their parents' basements because they can't afford the now typical cost of a home, $800,000. Meanwhile, a small financial elite with access to all that printed money buy up real estate and rent out to a growing class of permanent tenants, people who may never be able to afford a home. And when people speak up, the powerful clamp down. They silence and slander anyone who dares dissent, including with laws censoring what you see and say online, using COVID as a political opportunity. The Trudeau government has attacked small businesses, truckers, and other hardworking Canadians. They target law-abiding hunters and farmers while letting gangsters and gun smugglers run free. See, here's the problem. Trudeau thinks he's your boss. He's got it backwards. You are the boss. That's why I'm running for prime minister, to put you back in charge of your life. Together, we will make Canadians the freest people on earth, with freedom to build a business without red tape or heavy tax, freedom to keep the fruits of your labor and share them with loved ones and neighbors, freedom from the invisible thief of inflation, freedom to raise your kids with your values, freedom to make your own health and vaccine choices, freedom to speak without fear, and freedom to worship God in your own way. See, in a free country, smaller government makes room for bigger citizens. People have room to take responsibility for themselves and each other. Neighbors care for neighbors. A job is the best anti-poverty program. And family and community are the best safety net. Now, the people with power, media, interest groups, corporate giants, government authorities, will fight tooth and nail to keep on top. So it won't be easy. But easy street leads to a dead end, and hard roads lead to the best destinations. Our destination is a Canada where the government is servant, not master. As Henley might say, you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul.
Okay, we've lost your audio.
And that was Pierre Poilievre, excuse me, muted there a second, had some things I had to address. The member of parliament at the federal level, representing a part of Ontario, and as noted, he is running for prime minister on the conservative side, which is the opposition, of course, as they say in Canada, to the current tragic liberal government that is now carrying out the Trudeauian tyranny, as I am now coining it. And it's interesting, Ron, you can back out of share screen. There's something I'm going to want to share on my side in a few minutes. But
you can go ahead and you can go to share screen. It automatically kicks mine off. So you can go anytime.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to do it at the wrong time. Anyway, situation is such where Canada is definitely going through a very tough time right now. And with what's going on in Russia, Ron, and I won't get into all the thick of that right now. I would need a machete to get through all of that right now. So, but all this emphasis on Russia, I think is partially a distraction. Certainly it functions that way, even if it's not intended that way. But now I'm showing something on the share screen. Is that coming through, Ron?
Yes, it is.
I did find that Pierre Poilievre, however, at some point was listed as a member of the World Economic Forum. Here's a little bit of proof of that. This is a page from the World Economic Forum's internet site. And there's his name, Pierre Poilievre, if you want to see how it's spelled. Senior Opposition Critic for Finance and the National Capital Commission Conservative Party of Canada, listed at some point having been a member of the World Economic Forum. Now, that could have been just something, a token thing for him. It might not have been meaningful for him. Some people probably just want, you know, the good coffee and the good hors d'oeuvres, and maybe they're not serious about their WEF thing. Maybe somebody else bought him a membership and he perhaps never even attended. I don't know. I don't want to read too much into it, but we have to be very careful. Even though he speaks a good line, we're hoping they're not just applause lines. We're hoping he's serious. And again, he has, on the floor of Parliament, the House of Commons, done yeoman's work, really, in opposing the Trudeauian agenda, at least on the surface. But we have to be very critical and very cautious about these people, especially that they want to run for prime minister. Is this just a typical conservative liberal flip-flop? They give us the liberalism for a while, the Trudeauian tyranny, then they give us the so-called solution, but all it is a solution in name only. Could that be the case? I'm not making any final or, you know, firm conclusions here about Pierre. But that's something we needed to see here, that he has had some affiliation of whatever level with the World Economic Forum. So there's that. And there is not so much more for me to share today. I don't think I'll get into any other charts, and I think that'll be it for the videos. But Ron, do you have anything to reflect on based on what Pierre said or anything else you heard today Jordan Peterson or Archbishop Magano or any other comments. One thing I know that you and I talked about was this irony that the establishment has told us over and over again that isolationism is bad, and that also that if there's tyrants anywhere in the world that put down democratic uprisings, that those tyrants are to be shamed and sanctioned and given economic embargoes, economic sanctions, and possibly even taste a few U.S. Hellfire missiles, perhaps endure U.S. drone attacks. But isn't it funny how Trudeau arguably has taken Canada further down the road of tyranny than, say, Iran, than really any Middle Eastern country I can think of in modern times, certainly further than Russia in modern times. China maybe has only went further than Canada. But isn't it strange how Trudeau is left unscathed and protected by Uncle Joe Biden and his regime, which of course is a lot like Trudeau's in many ways, but the U.S. just has this kind of schizophrenic, neurotic foreign policy. Evidently, not all tyrants are to be feared, Ron, or are to be put down or are to be toppled. We can not only put up with some tyrants like Trudeau, but even praise and support him. Now, if he was in Iraq and wearing a military uniform and he had a harem and a few whores, well, we'd put a missile right down the middle of his wine glass. But isn't it ironic?
Very much so. I don't really have a lot to add to that. I know we do have a caller, Mark, Lark from Texas, if you'd like to take him. He probably has something good to add.
Yeah, I did see that. I was getting to Lark. I don't think we have others.
I didn't know.
That's okay. We just have Lark. Lark, you want to chime in here?
Hello, gentlemen. I appreciate the broadcast today. I'd just like to add a couple of things for your consideration. Number one, the words spoken by the priest were just fabulous. And so that is worth a replay over and over, because I don't think there's very few people that have expressed what's going on better than that particular clip.
Right.
And secondly, I'd like to say something regarding a website that people forget about that is still available to peruse that will give you some insight about the politics of Canada. And it's an old libertarian website. It's called Le Québécois Libre, which is like Quebec, O-I-S-E, and then Libra, L-I-B-R-E. And you can find that at archive.org. You know, a lot of French-speaking people in Canada, just like in Europe, are Catholic. And so that would be worthwhile to consider. And then finally, I'd like to weigh in about Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson's alma mater is McGill University. And a man who's treated practically as a god, a communitarian guru of Canada, is Professor Charles Taylor of McGill University. And Charles Taylor is part of an elite cadre of communitarian thinkers that are primarily ensconced at think tanks and universities in the Western world. And you find them in the East as well. But when you consider Charles Taylor and the influence he's had upon the student population and the faculty of McGill University, it's quite astounding, very much like Amitai Etzioni's and George Washington University is. And so when we think about Charles Taylor, he was mentored by a man named Isaiah Berlin in England. And in turn, people like Charles Taylor mentored the likes of Michael Sandel at Harvard University. Michael Sandel is suggesting, because he is a leading communitarian thinker, that meritocracy is out. It needs to be set aside for this new type of global system of governance or management that we're seeing emerge today. Jordan Peterson, you know, he's quite, he's been all over the internet, all over YouTube for several years now. But for a public intellectual like that, not to ever even utter the word communitarian or communitarian law is for me disingenuous. And so in my opinion, Jordan Peterson is a person who is, whether wittingly or not, spreading deception. He's talking about all kinds of social ills without naming the source of the problem, which is rooted in law. And this is what we're witnessing today, the dissolution of the nation states, because the uber-rich capitalists regard them as obsolete in a system of global governance. And we're seeing, of course, in its stead, the nation state, the rise of what's called the market security state. Because remember, contract law never goes away. It exists between nation states, governing bodies, corporate bodies. It doesn't matter. Contract law is always with us. And in turn, with this dissolution of the nation state, including America, including Canada, we're seeing this rise of the so-called market security state, stakeholder capitalism, surveillance capitalism. And in turn, the rise of the regionalized, data-driven, smart city-state. And so there are my comments for you gentlemen today.
Appreciate it, Lark. Yeah, Jordan Peterson, you know, we show him more because he's, you know, influential in his own way. I definitely have never maintained that the guy is squeaky clean, but he is... He is eloquent, and he does make some good pushback points against the Trudorian tyranny. He does have a certain je ne sais quoi about him. But, yes, there is more to know and more to learn about his background, certainly. And we have to think about what people say, but also what they don't say, as you point out. Sometimes it's what people don't say, what they don't reveal, or when they only talk about problems, don't talk about solutions, or when they are engaging in things in disingenuous ways that we might not automatically detect. That's all very important. Anything you'd like to add, Ron?
No, I thought those were good comments. I didn't know that much about him. I didn't know what university he went to or who he studied with or all that, but very, very good observations and knowledge about him.
Yes.
Go ahead,
Lark.
Go ahead. No, I just want to say that sometimes in this life, the most successful liars are the ones that do not even realize that they're lying, and they oftentimes surround themselves with the thickest mantle of truth, and that's why they are successful liars. And this is something that people that study mimetic engineering and meme warfare in the intelligence communities, big media circles, these are things they understand very well. And so, yes, we're all being war-gamed. We're in a war.
Oh, absolutely. As I showed a few minutes ago, Pierre Poilievre, the member of parliament there, federal, is running for PM. He says a lot of good things. He's done a lot of good things on the floor of parliament, challenging the Trudeau regime. But we find, as I showed, that he's had some linkage, some membership, however long ago it was, or if it's still current, in the very, very illicit World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, which, of course, has been a part of the triumvirate of the COVIDocracy from the beginning, when we had Event 201 in New York City, ironically at the Pierre Hotel, October 18th of 2019, when they had a tabletop exercise or a drill featuring the very circumstances of COVID that soon became a so-called reality. And the World Economic Forum, along with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and a Bloomberg Johns Hopkins outfit, were the three legs on the stool, or the triumvirate, you might say, that put that together. And the drill became so-called reality, and here we are over 2 years later. And so the World Economic Forum, any connection with them whatsoever, needs to be seriously questioned. And so somebody needs to ask Pierre what that notation is, listing his name as an apparent member, current or past, on the World Economic Forum website. And that plays into what you said, Lark. Thanks for the call. We're winding up the show today. But that plays into what you said. You have to be very careful. Some people will tell a lot of truth, but put a little bit of strychnine, a little bit of poison in what is otherwise true, but it's still poison. If you have a huge loaf of bread, but there's a little bit of cyanide in it, would you eat that loaf of bread, right? A very important question. But anyway, we've got about, 2 minutes in earnest here, Ron, before the cannon is shot off. We hear the cannon roar and the show ends. But again, Ron, this situation here, also, besides what I was saying earlier, where distant tyrants can, you know, mow down or squelch or tax or imprison or sanction their populations when there's popular uprisings. But if it's Canada, well, that's just Trudeau maintaining order. It's excused for him. It's also ironic how the establishment has also called people like you and I, Ron, isolationists. But who's doing the isolating? These COVID tyranny countries like Canada, Australia, et cetera, are doing the isolating entire populations, not allowing the free flow of goods and services, which they have told us is sacrosanct. People are not allowed to go into Canada if they're unvaccinated. Unvaccinated truckers are not allowed to deliver from Canada to the United States, and I don't think unvaccinated U.S. truckers can deliver in Canada. There's all sorts of isolation and limitations on people within and between countries. But I thought we were the isolationists, Ron. Now the globalists are the new isolationists. Isn't it ironic?
Yeah, it's obvious that they just they do anything as long as it is forwarding their agenda of the New World Order. That's really where they're going, and they'll go anywhere and do anything to get it there. And they will bomb any country that's not going along with it, and they will support tyranny of any country that is going along with it. So this is what's become obvious now.
Yeah, and the sad thing is that a lot of people are saying, well, let's remodel Canada, let's redo things. But the question is, and I'll keep it an open question just in the interest of objectivity, is there a Canada anymore? Is Canada, as the political polity it was created, is it there anymore? Or is what we're seeing simply another government altogether, another polity, and the only thing they haven't changed is the flag flying on the pole? They don't dare take the maple leaf down because then even Bubba would understand what's going on. That's the question, right, Ron?
That's it.
Okay, thanks everybody for listening. Tune into the next show here on RBN today and every day. Ron's show, The Search for Lawful Government, of course, runs Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 3 Central. Mine, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 2 to 3 Central. We'll see everybody Friday, if I go live Friday, that is, and certainly Monday. And I'm hoping to have Brian Garish of the UK Column back soon and other guests. We'll see you around.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.